And probably why you guys don't know what we do is because I just want to help people. So we find problems and we tie you guys in and we start figuring it out.
Hi, it's Joel Pilger, and you're listening to episode 55 of the RevThinking Podcast. Today, our guest is Team RevThink in an episode we're calling Avocado Toast.
Welcome to RevThinking, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs who know the best way to deal with the future is to create it. This is the conversation between creative leaders and consultants, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
Hey, it's Joel. Today is Wednesday, October 17th. Welcome to the RevThinking Podcast. It's good to be with you. This is episode 55. We're slowly climbing our way past the 50-episode milestone that we crossed a month or so ago. Today's going to be an interesting conversation because today you get to meet Team RevThink. As it just so happened, a couple weeks ago, Tim Thompson and myself and Jason Fletcher and Ashley Talusic, we were all in L.A. having avocado toast at our favorite spot, Verve, on Melrose. Or at least it's my favorite. I've done many broadcasts and live Zoom feeds and what have you from that coffee shop there that I love in West Hollywood. But we were all there and we said, you know what? What a great opportunity for us to have a conversation about us, because we really have never done an episode that just answers the question, who is RevThink? What does RevThink do? What's our mission? What are we trying to accomplish in the world? So that's what this episode is about today. A couple quick announcements I'll get into before we get into the episode. One, cohort, the quarterly cohorts of creative entrepreneurs. Last week was our meeting, our evening mastermind in New York, and wow, was it killer. For those of you that were there, I know you really enjoyed it. Let's just say that it was a lively debate because we got into the topic of you can negotiate more than you think. And we had Carrie Smith, the entertainment attorney from Greenspoon Martyr, as our guest. And it was awesome. So thank you to everyone who came out. The next one is on Thursday, November 1st in Los Angeles. Our guest is Neil Berkeley from Future You Media. And the topic is all around content production. I think the title is something like, you're producing content, why not sell it? So that is an invitation-only event, but if you have not yet RSVP'd, make sure you do so because it will sell out. I think the seating is limited to 18. If you do want an invitation, just go to revthink.com and fill up the contact form and say, hey, I'd love an invitation to cohort. And if you qualify, we'd be happy to put you on that list. Okay, other events. October 26th, I am speaking at the Bend Design Conference. That is in Bend, Oregon. And I am talking on this topic I call the Genius Gap. Now, the dates for the conference are actually the 25th through the 27th. I'm speaking on the 26th, which is that middle day. You can get tickets at benddesign.org. And just like I said last time, I don't know if they're sold out or if there's still tickets remaining or what the prices are, but would be happy to have you join me there for my workshop that I'm going to be delivering on the Genius Gap. Okay, to today's episode. Who in the world is RevThink? What do we do? How do we work? Who do we work for? And of course, most importantly, what's our mission? We say we help creative entrepreneurs run a thriving creative business, but what does that mean and what does that really look like? Well, I hope you enjoy this episode.
You guys all work for me. You guys all know what RevThink is, but the hardest thing to explain to anybody outside is what we do. So I'm going to ask each of you the question, like, what is RevThink? And you all have different experiences. Ashley, you're the newest to the team, so I want you to kind of explain where you are in the process. Jason's been with me almost from the beginning, and Joel was one of my clients. So each of you guys have a different origin, but the running joke always is, and you guys all know it, that RevThink, nobody knows what RevThink is. And I bring you on, and you probably still don't know what RevThink is, at least for a little while. There's a moment of discovery. So that's it. That's what I want this podcast to be. I don't know where to even start, but I think you guys kind of get the idea. You have a common experience. So Ashley, you want to start? You want to tell us your story?
So 2 years ago, I was at my first ProMax ever, and I stumbled into one of these sessions, Catalyst. I think it was a coffee break. And I walked in, and I saw that all these people were signing into the session, and I just decided just to keep on walking. And I sat down, and I quickly realized within moments that I was in the wrong room because I was not a business owner. But I stayed until the end, and I think I might have even asked some questions to Tim and Joel, who were running the session. And fast forward about a year later, I had actually decided to kind of go out on my own and try to work with clients that I felt really passionate with working with. And I remember Tim had emailed me right after I launched my dinky little Squarespace website that I threw up in a weekend. And he invited me to coffee with Joel. And we sat down. And I think it was like 48 hours later, he called me and he said, "You're going to work with me. What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean I'm going to work with you? How am I going to be a part of this weird world that I don't even understand?"
I even remember when we had that coffee, Tim and I were sitting down. Before we were even sitting down with you, you were like, "What's this coffee about?" And I was like, "Trust me, it's going to be great." Yeah. She's brilliant.
And we met this lady. We just got to sit down with her. And Joel's all like, "What are we doing?" I'm like, "Dude, let's just have a conversation, see what happens."
I think what did help, though, is I did do a podcast with you a couple months before. So we did have a little bit of FaceTime. But I remember when Tim called me and just said, "You're coming on board." My head kind of spun because I'd never not had to interview for something, but I didn't know what the job was.
Right.
And he told me point blank on the phone.
I know that story.
None of us know what the job is.
And he said, "You know what? We'll figure it out." And it's been, a year and a half now? It'll be 2 years next year. It's wild.
So did you figure it out?
Well, I think that's pretty much the ongoing joke here at RevThink. My first few months on conference calls, I remember taking notes but not knowing what to do with them because there were so many different arenas that everyone was tackling. And so it's exciting that we're all sitting here today having our lovely avocado toast, because I just need to know, what the heck is RevThink?
So to be clear, the only reason I brought you on is because you took notes. None of us took notes, so that's why you actually were there.
That's right.
Well, Jason, you've been with me the longest. You remember, like, we went to that banquet that night, and I said, "You want to join me?"
Oh,
and I swear,
gosh.
You're like, "Dude, I don't even know."
Yeah.
I don't even think I had a website, or the website was just my...
this cheesy old logo. Gosh,
just the logo.
Those were the days. Yeah, it was that we were at a fundraiser for a local charity, and I knew Tim, and we were wrapping up, and he started heading across the room and he was looking at me, and I was like, "Okay, he's going to say hi or whatever." And he started the conversation saying, "Hey, I was thinking about you today," which was odd. And then he said, "You know, I think that I'm about to get really busy with what I'm doing, and the only person that I can think of that can do what I do is you. You're the person that popped into my mind." And I said, "Well, that's interesting. I had a job that I really enjoyed, but I was curious." I said, "So what do you do?" And he said, "We should have lunch and talk about it."
Right.
No, so there was no answer. No answer. So that's what started my journey. It has been incredible. It was a lot of fun. We had lunch shortly after that, and then we just started working together and started trying to invent solutions for the clients that we were developing.
Yeah. So, like, what kind of do you remember? What kind of issues we had back then? What kind of things were we trying to find solutions for way back in those days?
Oh gosh,
the pre-2010s.
In those moments, we were meeting with clients. We were just trying to find the problems. And oftentimes problems were things around operations, creative, or a creative owner who just didn't know what to do next. And were struggling with what direction to take their firm, their studio, things like that. So that was a big part of it. We waded into some really crazy situations. Remember that partnership that was four guys? And we get to LA and we're like, and our job is to help them essentially unwind this thing. And it was a tense conversation, but a lot of fun.
I think those guys ended up in a little bit of argument. But you know what specifically I remember is the reason why I pulled you out is that at that time, accounts receivable was such a issue of how do we get people's money in-house.
Right.
And knowing you from the bank and all that kind of stuff, I thought to myself, Jason knows the details of people. You would remember my name. You remember my business's name. And then I thought, if I had that guy making all the AR phone calls for our clients,
right,
he would develop relationships with those accounts receivables people, and we would know when the money's coming in for real and what's really happening. And it's really that need and then understanding.
Yeah, the need to create cash for cash flow and things like that. That was a problem that our clients were having at that time.
But Tim, how did Jason get here? How did you start RevThink?
What's the story before Jason's story?
Yeah, what's the story before Jason?
You know, you guys all kind of know my life story, so I'm not going to get that into too far. But early on, working at Imaginary Forces, being a producer, I did what all producers do, which is try to control the creative person. so that we would make money or get it on time. And I had the fortunate relationship with Kyle Cooper, and no matter what, he was always going to win the argument. So I had to learn as a person that creative has to win, yet you still have to be profitable, have your stuff, you have to be successful, no matter if creative has to win. And I really started developing a heart for recognizing that creative people have something inside that has to come out. But as it comes out, there are other things that are just details that drag them down. And I just wanted to come alongside them. They were my friends. They're the people I worked with. And I really just love this people and the industry. I wanted to do whatever I could to help them. And probably why you guys don't know what we do is because I just want to help people. So we find problems and we tie you guys in and we start figuring it out. And that's like the oddest part of this experience.
Yeah, I can totally understand that and feel that, because for me, this journey with RevThink to date so far is, I know that marketing is something that really is interesting to me. And I feel like by working with you guys and you guys giving me the trust to just go for it has allowed me to go down, not to say, but too many funnels, too many marketing funnels of too many different people. And it's great to kind of create your own future. And that's something that we say a lot around here is, you know, you get to make your future what you want it to be.
Yeah. So you can kind of see how the formula, the entrepreneur formula works out, where I saw a finance need. I knew Jason as a resource. We didn't know what the pieces were yet. We had to, as you were saying, invent the pieces. But that those are just details to a problem that needs to be solved. Or actually, you have this heart for marketing and this ability to understand how Instagram works, where I barely know how to take a selfie, but the understanding that I know it's coming up and I know it's a need and something that somebody has to figure out, why not us? And our clients will benefit from the work that you're doing. That's my favorite part of RevThink, that it's a little bit undefined in many of those ways.
Right. Each of us are taking that piece to kind of help the client overall move
Speaking
forward.
Of piece, are you going to eat that?
You want it?
I haven't had my avocado toast yet.
I can't have toast in my mouth while I'm talking.
I know. I'm drooling over. There's a little piece there.
I wish we could send a picture over
just
the podcast
the
webs.
Microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joel, now I'm going to put it on you.
Oh,
so we talked
turn?
About Jason, you know, how came into the picture.
How did I get here?
How did you get here today in avocado toast land?
Man.
And don't pick on me too much.
Don't pick on you too much? Oh, man, come on. What's the fun in that? No, so the fun part of my story is I ran a studio for 20 years that was called Impossible Pictures, and it was really successful. It was a great run. After 20 years, I was done and had the opportunity to work with Tim. So Tim was my consultant in that last year or so. And I think really what Tim saw in me was the opportunity for a larger story. And in a way, it was sort of your four stages of a creative career that was really in development at that time.
That's right.
And you inviting me into that, saying, actually, there's a lot more you have to give. Don't go just start another production company. Help the whole industry. And for me, that was a very cool opportunity to be like, yeah, could I help the industry that I love? You know, and all the people in it that have been so great to me, and there's such, you know, an exciting future. So I started being a consultant, working alongside Tim, and that was now four and a half years ago or something. And yeah, what were you saying?
You had no idea what you were doing. None of us knew what to do.
No.
But I think what the unique piece is, and this is what it is for me, is I think we all notice that we like to help people.
Yes, very much so.
And when you help other people, it helps yourself tenfold.
Well, I can remember my very first client. You remember, Tim, you said, hey, we're just going to start. I have this client in Manhattan that I don't have the bandwidth for, so you take them on. And I was like, you know the line from Gone with the Wind? I don't know nothing about consulting.
Yeah.
And I was terrified.
With the accent.
I was terrified. I'm like, what? I don't know what consulting even means. What does this look like? And you said, just go to New York, meet these guys. You'll know what to do. And that's exactly what happened. Because I walked into this production company and was like, okay, where are you at? Where are we going? Let me see the numbers. Let me see the clients. What are the problems? And I was immediately like, oh my gosh, what? No, we have to fix this. Yeah. We got to change this. We got to hire this person. We got to put this system in place. And off we went.
You already knew the answers.
Yeah, the answers came very, very quickly.
So to tell you the truth, Joel, the really reason why I brought you on is because you bought that steak at Elway's, and I just wanted more steak. So it was a bribery, really, to get...
That was that dinner in Denver, right?
It was the dinner in Denver. That's all I was really going for.
Solid tug.
I'm still stuck with you.
What's the line about the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Yeah. Is that the one? I'm looking at Tim's wife here, saying she's nodding.
She's shaking her head.
You know what's funny? So you bring this up, and I almost forgot how... You're right. The four stages were in development. And at that stage, I was using this term elders, that I recognize that our industry needed elders. There's those of us who have done this long enough. It's our turn to pay back. It's our turn to take what we know and give to others. And you, with the business ownership of 20 years, I had not accomplished that. You know so much more about that deep dive and that stressful points. I didn't want that to be wasted by you solving the problem only for yourself.
Right.
And I felt like that was such a need in this industry, and you had this experience that you can do that.
We talk a lot about community and helping our community and helping each other. And so Joel, you know, very much in the accelerator land. So Tim, tell us how Joel has been a really big part of creating the community.
Yeah, I'll let you say it yourself, because it really is that beginning of the eldership. Like, that is, I mean, maybe I got lucky and saw something or it became dynamic, but that idea of, like, our industry needs elders really is beginning to think like community. And I just loved that day when you created that first Jumpstart module, and I realized, wait a second, you found a way to get that information out so that industry could take your knowledge and push it forward. It's such an exciting day. Remember, we were in your office in Denver when in the mountains.
Oh, sure.
At your house that day.
Here's even the story behind that story that I remember, is that you and I think first met at a ProMax. Remember? Because my rep was also repping
Big Star.
Yeah, right. And you and I met. So think about that moment, right? I'm in a community called ProMax, and you're in a community called ProMax, and we're in a community of fellow owners running creative businesses. That's always just been part of my DNA, that along my journey, I recognized if I connect with other owners, of course I'm traveling to meet clients. Like, that's of course. But while I'm traveling, I'm going to connect with other owners because these are my peers. And I know that over the course of my career, these are going to be the people that also fuel and feed my journey. So when I started consulting, I realized, wow, how could I actually create and foster community in a way that's even more powerful? Jumpstart, of course, is simply an accelerator, which is an idea of, could we get 20 or 30 or 40 studios together to work on problems and challenges together? But then beyond that, we started bringing owners together in even public spaces. So you remember when we created Creative Entrepreneurs, which was a program inside ProMax? So we were bringing the owners of agencies together.
Another big push from you, because you went to Steve Kazanjian and started saying, I think we should do this.
Yeah.
Big community move for you. You just had that instinct and knew where to go after it.
Well, and to Steve's credit, he, as a former agency owner himself, said, yeah, you're right, we should do this. Now, that has since transformed or transmogrified into Cohort, which is now every quarter, we're connecting and doing full evening masterminds and dinners with creative entrepreneurs, so studio and production company owners, getting together in New York, in Los Angeles, Denver. We've got, you know, London and other cities in the works. But that idea of that, yes, we all compete, but we actually can make each other stronger. If we get together and we share and we build each other up, the few times that we compete is more than outweighed by what we gain by being in community.
And did you realize that we were missing that in our industry? Did you feel like a lot of people were behind closed doors, not sharing their secrets because they were afraid that their competitors would outdo them?
I think what I found was I saw a pattern, and that was when I would hang out with other successful business owners, they were all very much open and willing to share and willing to connect. And if I'm honest, the converse, that when I encountered owners who were maybe closed off, not plugged into community, they really just weren't as successful. And so I became really intrigued with, wow, it's amazing how these people are giving away and sharing and yet they're successful, even though you would think, gosh, aren't you afraid that you're making your competitor stronger and he's going to beat you?
Yeah, you're giving away your secrets.
Yeah.
Such an exciting moment.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Cohort that we're doing is that it's a moment where all of us can be involved, where you and Ashley team up, kind of get the group together, you find the sponsors, you find the evenings, and then we show up. You and Ashley are do the LA one, I did the New York one with you. We're going to start doing stuff in San Francisco, Jason's going to be part of. There's all this great opportunity for us to just be in the room. And then what we do is we sit back. Instead of us being the consultants, we just bring the community together because that's what's needed. And then we let go and let the community be the community.
That's right. It's such an exciting and powerful development for us. Yeah. I think that, Joel, that it, for me, when you came on board and started looking at the community and specifically Catalyst and ProMax, that was one of the most exciting developments, I think, for RevThink.
I'll say this. Jason and I, there was this moment when we're doing the very first Catalyst, and Jason was, this is Jason's total MO, right? So we just needed it recorded. So Jason's like, okay, I'll get to the soundboard and do it. Yeah, or we needed lights. Right. Like, okay, Jason was unstacking chairs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's like, okay, I get this part. And then we're standing in the corner, and Jason and I go, how did this happen? I mean, we've been almost struggling for 6-7 years just trying to get our voice heard.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're looking like, right. Holy cow.
Here it is.
There's a room of 100 owners here all saying, all right, here I am.
Yeah, and they're coming to us or whatever. Where we used to go door to door almost.
Yes, yeah.
Now, I do agree with you that it's cool about cohort because it's not really a prescribed, you know, show up and we're going to deliver.
So organic.
Yeah, all this programming. And there's some of that, but it's really more about get all of the owners together in a room. We're going to discuss and debate a topic, right? We use a Jeffersonian dinner format. But we also have a featured guest every time. So we really believe let's bring in somebody who's not necessarily from our industry. Let's bring in a great legal mind. Let's bring in a great mind that's a thought leader in some other area that doesn't come from motion design or doesn't come from live action or something like that. And that's really fun to just get that thought leader's perspective and help drive the conversation so that everybody walks away with something really valuable that, hey, we just helped each other all become stronger and better together.
Okay, so I'll go back to the first question because, again, I feel like we have three different stages of RevThink all in one place at one time. It's pretty exciting. Did you just drop your... I think you got avocado on my foot there, right there. The three stages of RevThink here. So if I threw it back at you, how stressed would you guys be if I had you have to explain what RevThink is in 50 words or less? Can you all do it? Should I go around the table this way and see if you can do what RevThink is?
I mean, we have our formal positioning statement, right? That we're the consultancy for next generation creative entrepreneurs. I mean, I think Ashley actually said it. It's helping creative entrepreneurs. It's helping business owners move forward, accomplish their goals, you know, live a really great life.
And I think also just being in our little inner circle and working with these people, it's helping us further define and redefine ourselves on this journey.
Completely agree with that. Completely.
So, Jason, what's your nutshell of what RevThink does?
Well, I would just say, I mean, I can't say it any better than helping people. I love to see the transformation that our owners go through as we coach them through different elements of whether it's strategy, challenge, even a difficult job. I had to do that recently. It's a lot of fun because you're just helping. And I mean, from setting up chairs at a conference to working through a difficult client to managing what's next and the freedom that our owners and our clients get through our engagements. The one statement I remember that crystallizes it for me was one of our clients who didn't have any visibility on their finance side of things, and we showed them the cash flow report, and he literally said, I feel like I was blind and now I can see and really see the future in a lot of ways is what we created for him. And it's those moments with owners that are so rewarding.
Well, I have to piggyback on that. I think what's so interesting is you guys and all of us are able to use our past experiences to help figure out the future, but we don't let that past experience be the end all. We're
right.
So willing to jump into sticky situations, and we might not know how to figure it out in that moment, but we know that we have the people around us and the drive to figure it out no matter what, because there's no such thing as a new idea, and there's no such thing as a new problem. There's just a different way of looking at it.
Okay, so last question, because I know it's always good to kind of cut this before we hit the 45-minute mark or whatever this might turn out to be.
I think we're at 20 minutes, so we're not too bad.
Jason, you and Joel remember this, but the workshop that we did that one day where I had the whiteboard and the markers, and we end up with that spaghetti mess on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and it
right.
was the birth of the 70 ingredients, really.
Right, right.
I feel very lucky that we discovered the 7 ingredients, and we recognize that you have to master those 7 areas of business. And it really gives us a structure to the type of growth and opportunities RevThink's looking for. So we have the entrepreneurial formula, needs plus resources equals solutions. And those 7 ingredients allow us to define needs in each of those categories. and to have the three of you, to have Marco, to have Jakin, to have Ethan, to have the whole team on board with us and be able to keep pushing ourselves out to what those ingredients might be and how that plays out. You know, to me, that was one of those early magical moments of RevThink that gave us all the structure we function today.
Well, I remember I took a picture of that, if you want to call it a diagram.
Yeah, right.
It was a jumbled mess because what we were doing was really trying to process what are all the issues that a business owner faces.
Yeah, what are the problems?
Yeah. And we did sort of distill them down a little because we recognized these seven ingredients. Now, the ingredient of creative is obviously the one, well, every creative entrepreneur kind of has that one in the bag.
Right.
Or else they wouldn't even be successful at all. There wouldn't be a business. But then all these other items like finance and operations and sales and all that are like, each one of those is almost a school unto itself. You could almost spend a lifetime just being great at sales, just being great at production. And this is, of course, what it really takes to make a firm thrive. But that diagram, remember I took a picture of it and I put it on our website because once you start breaking it all down, you realize there's so much here.
So
no
complex.
Wonder. Yeah, no wonder, you know, the creative entrepreneur wakes up every night at 2 a.m. and is processing, what about this? And how do I that? And what if this? And what, you know, someday, how can I?
Yeah.
There's just so much there. And that's why it's fun for us to come alongside and help.
It really is. And if those people who are just listening and might not be as familiar with what those seven ingredients are, we talk about it a lot on our website and our publications, to just know that there's some origin of us doing what we do, trying to find those needs and just doing an audit, that all of a sudden we can find those seven categories really becomes a structure of success for ourselves and our clients.
Yeah, and I love that we've created that Seven Ingredients Facebook group. Joel and I just got off a live time with those guys, and it goes back to community and helping us create community so that we can solve problems together.
It's so exciting in there. I think it's one of my favorite things to check on Facebook. My personal life on Facebook has been removed, but when it comes to managing clients and ad campaigns, I always get a good kick out of Seven Ingredients. There's always someone in there posting something that stirs up crazy conversation. So if you haven't heard of it or haven't been in the group yet, definitely send a request and we'll try to get you in there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a hot place to be.
Well, when we crossed over 400 owners of creative businesses, I realized, whoa, wait a minute. Something's happening here. I don't even know if any of us realized there were even 400 owners, much less 400 owners on Facebook.
Right.
Because most owners are trying to get away from Facebook.
That are active on Facebook because they're running their
Unfortunately, a lot of them have learned the trick of just bookmark the group.
Yeah.
Don't go to your feed. Right. And see all the latest cat videos. Yeah, that's a war zone. But that has been really exciting. And just this past week, right, there was something that had been posted. It was a promotion.
Oh, yeah, for Wistia.
For Wistia that people started commenting on and debating
it's,
and arguing.
I think 100 comments deep.
And I reached out and said, well, let's find the production company owner who was behind that project and invite him into the group and talk about it. And 30 minutes later, boom, here's
knocking on the door.
That
He's
owner
in. Welcome.
In the group saying, hey, I'll tell you how that all went down and we'll talk about it. And I feel like this is an opportunity where we can all make everyone stronger to help everyone understand. Because in a way, it's that concept that you talk about of the rising tide lifts all boats.
It's one thing to be the tide. One thing to be the boat, something to be the tide.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I just want to say thanks so much for gathering around the holy avocado toast and bringing me on board and being such a great team to work with. And I really thank you for the opportunity and sitting here today and having the world be able to understand, hopefully, a little bit more about what RevThink is about.
Yeah, I'm actually really thankful too. Super excited, of course, for you, Ashley, and the needs that I know you see and how excited you are to be the resource that meets them. I'm also just thankful for Tim and, of course, you inviting me into a larger story that even at that point in my career, I didn't see it myself. You know, you saw something that really helped me convert, right? I was able to convert a 20-year story into something that was even a bigger story. So for that, I'm immensely thankful.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'd have to echo that completely. The opportunity to be a part of, at the beginning, there was no team. It was Tim and I. But the opportunity to be a part of the team that we are now continues to amaze me. I'm just so grateful for that and for all of the opportunities that we have for our clients. It has been huge to be a part of those companies and a part of their success in helping them do that. So,
well, you guys are very sweet. We say we work for the thank yous. So, it, as you know, the thank you moments are so satisfying. But really, it's good for us to say thanks to our clients as well. This industry has embraced the ideas that we have. People trust us. They listen to us. We feel a lot of responsibility when we're saying things and posting things.
Yeah.
So we're just also just thankful for this crazy opportunity we all get to have. Because I know we're having fun and enjoying avocado toast and coffee. But just thankful that we can be part of this in any great way and continue our own story. So what a great life we live, huh?
Very true.
What will be interesting is if we do this again in a year and see how much more has evolved.
Yeah. Hopefully the avocado toast won't change.
Yeah.
But everything else will,
right,
I'm sure.
Right.
Hopefully you get a whole slice.
I know.
Joel.
I'm going to go get that right now.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Appreciate
thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Rev Thinking Podcast. For more information on upcoming accelerators, events, or to learn how RevThink advises creative entrepreneurs like you, connect with us at RevThink.com.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.